American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from where it's finally fucking cold. It's December already. This is the worst little podcast in the world, straight out of Reno, Nevada. In the room here on my left, it's my co-pilot, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hello.
Chewie's around here somewhere and some interns, Dogwater Dick. But better than that, we have Kanawa.
Yeah, it's Kanawa.
Damn it.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Never actually seen
for real. Movies.
It's I should have asked you that question.
When you read it, it's spelled Kanawa, right?
Yeah.
Anybody want to chime in on the name?
Anybody in the band want to correct me, fill me in on what's happening?
It's pronounced Xanadu.
Yes, it is. It is pronounced Xanadu. How did you
Wow.
I've been telling people Kanawa because it's the easiest one and the one that people have heard the most. But yeah. Kanawa, you're right on Kanawa as well.
Oh, okay.
Put a W silent.
So Kanawa just completely missed the mark by about 10 degrees.
No, mark's right there, man.
In the past 3 months, how many damn bands have we had that you can't remember or pronounce their fucking names?
Quite a few.
It's like a Karin. Thing.
Well, line up another one.
Skewering.
Skewering.
Yeah.
Well, I email with people. I don't speak to them on the phone. This is a digital world.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Right. And emails do not come with a pronunciation guide.
Right. It's just like how when I thought that the word awry was pronounced awry.
Right.
We should request.
I'd never heard it spoken.
Alry.
Right.
Right.
Things went Alry.
Things went Alry.
Right. So.
Everything was fine until they went Alry.
My little kid Alry. Head, that's what it was. So, yeah.
So you could have pretended you were an adult. Damn it.
Fuck.
Yeah. No.
All right.
I didn't know how to pronounce row. Row.
Kinawa?
Row.
Row. When people, when they had a row, or had a row, like had a row. It's a row.
A row.
When it's a fight, not
right.
a row.
Having a row. Like, yeah. like Andy Cap in row. The cartoons.
I would say row. And
Andy
I would
Cap
think,
and his wife would have a row.
Have
people,
a row.
Do people laugh it's at like you when fight? You do that?
Well, I don't read out loud.
He was a drunk Englishman.
But
it's a great
a very aroused drunk Englishman.
So he would pronounce it row then.
Row.
Yeah. Row.
Andy Cap would.
Yes, because yeah. he's a drunk
but,
Englishman.
But, yeah, but a normal person would pronounce it.
May row. I having read Andy Cap aloud in front of you?
Is it row? It's row.
Is it a row boat?
I
it is. That's if you fight
is
in
it
the
Rory
boat.
Dow or Rory Doe?
Yeah, it's a fist fight.
Wow. I mean, growing up in Missouri, St. Louis, Doe? I did hear row as a euphemism for a fight as a child, like out of adults' mouths and stuff.
Which, I saw you guys made a number one murder.
So maybe it's an
murder
East
ranks
Coast
this year,
thing.
Rory. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. They've been working at it for 3 decades yep. now, moving up from third to first.
Yeah, Chicago must have took a break this year. I don't
yeah.
know.
And Detroit's been out of the top five for like more than
well, yeah.
a decade now
everybody
because
moved
nobody
Detroit.
Lives there except people who don't want to be shot.
Yeah, moved to St. Louis and started killing each other.
Exactly.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Hey, no. Oh.
What, in St. Louis?
There's a lot of black
well, actually, yeah.
A bunch of black people down there, Rick. God. There are, Nick. There are a lot of black people everywhere. It's all right.
Fuck you, Nick.
Jesus.
Nick, our resident.
Well,
Hispanic.
So much for telling all my fucking friends that to listen to this fucking show now.
Yeah.
Christ.
You've ruined it.
Oh, that's horrible. Thank you, and thank you, Rick, for
what did I do? Jesus.
Nick said that like 4 years ago and you're still making him say it every
that's
week.
That's totally out of context. By the way,
just the drummer,
I love black people.
The drummer has no idea you didn't say that.
I love all people.
I just suck his dick.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's
well,
introduce.
That's true.
Let's introduce the band.
What a good idea.
Shall we?
Thanks, Rick.
Sorry.
Appreciate your help. Starting to my left, we have the lovely and talented Mark Ernest. How you doing, Mark?
Doing great.
It's great to have you back as one of our first season guests of the show as a solo
oh,
artist.
Right.
Nice to see you here. Still admitting that you're friends with us 7 years later.
Yeah, it's sad.
You
had yeah, friends are few and far between. Worries, so
they start dying off. You look
yeah,
around,
exactly. Yeah.
Who's left?
When you get to an advanced age, you know, it's like.
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck
well,
with
and
you
I'm
guys.
I'm meeting no new ones, so.
Yeah, that too.
But that's, who has time for
that's because you're a sociopath and you're a hermit, Greg.
Right. No feelings when I hurt things.
The house looks great, though.
Fucking A. You like the purple?
Yes.
Right? Everybody likes the purple. I'm sorry. Continue introducing the band, Rory.
Across from me, the bass player. The Chris. Bass. The bass player, Chris.
Slap it a bass.
How you doing, Chris?
Not too shabby. How you doing?
It's good to see you, my friend.
Likewise.
Yeah. And then to my right here, the lovely and talented Tony and his gorgeous locks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Nice guitar, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays guitar as well as having great hair.
Awesome. Awesome.
And Steve Harrington is his new nickname in the band.
Nice.
Excellent.
You should try his food.
I want that.
Steve,
and these are my children.
Scary situation.
Yes, exactly.
That's a Stranger Things reference, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Very, very good.
All right, I don't know.
Ding.
Yeah. Tighten up.
For Nick. And then downstairs is the drummer, Garrett, who I just met this evening. Hi, Garrett. How are you downstairs?
I'm fucking great.
You know, that's usually where we keep drummers, but that's also where we keep people I don't know. So I'm glad to not have to watch you for the entirety of the evening.
Thank you. I'm used to it. It's purple.
Is it very purple?
Not very, but it's
too purple?
Definitely. No. It's purple, though.
The gay dude who wanted to paint that down there, he was like, it's a plum. And I'm all, it's not plum. It's fucking purple. Yeah. He's like, so. And then we did the upstairs. It looked like lavender. And I'm all, I thought you said it'd be light gray. And he said, I think they fucked up the mixing of the colors. I'll get something that does look lavender.
He snuck the lavender in.
Yeah. Oh, you turn your back on the gays for a minute, and they will fucking paint your house
lavender.
Purple. Yeah. Oh, but hell yeah.
That's it.
I'm seeing all pastels. Except he's a New York gay, so he's all, I'm seeing all pastels.
Oh, so he's
tough. He smoked 100 pack of cigarettes a day.
Fucking light gray. What do you want?
16.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
So Richard, all New York gays sound like Harvey Fierstein.
Exactly. Exactly. And he calls me Mary a lot. Listen, Mary.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a giant Jets fan too.
That makes sense.
Like a giant
being gay,
Jets
I don't get
fan?
That joke.
Well, there you go.
Right. It's awful. Anyway.
Wow.
Is that a
I'm going to hit a reset right now and ask the band to play a song.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And then maybe we'll get this show back on the road.
Indeed.
That's a pretty big baby. So, so the first one we're going to do is called Top Shelf. And away we go.
Can't put my conscience
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Rory said last
Thank
week,
you.
Mark Ernest's new band, Amal. I told the other intern who's not here, well, it's going to be fucking great, whatever it is.
Usually is.
Well, and new is a bit of a strong word here. You've been playing out for at least 6 months here, right?
Yeah. First Mariarchy was our first show. Yeah. So in May.
May was the first show. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
How's it been? How's the ride been for 6 months?
Well, the second show we ended up opening for Paul Bear, so that was.
Which is weird to play your second show for like however many hundred and something people.
Yeah,
that's weird. No good. I mean, we've played mostly here. We've played in Tahoe a couple times.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been really cool.
Good Wild reception ride. From the audience.
Yeah,
so far.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We haven't hit the downward spiral yet.
The security
at Hard Rock Hotel loves us, by the way.
Especially Garrett.
My bad.
I mean,
what the hell did you do?
Whoever that guy was.
Nothing. Mark apparently beat up somebody.
Oh, yeah, right. So I got a call. Right. I got a my friend.
Hey, what?
yeah, I know.
That was exactly it.
Right before I tell this story, everyone says, "What?" So, so we played there, and the next day, I think the next day, maybe a couple days, I got a call from the guy who booked the show independently, and he said, "I'm calling you because the security people at the Hard Rock called me and said that the singer from Kanawha beat up a guy." I'm like, "Oh, really?" I mean, I know I had a lot that night, but yeah. And he said, "Oh, in the bass.
You wouldn't like Mark when he's angry."
No. Dude, Mark's a violent dude. He fucking put a hole in one of my doors because he's pissed.
That's three like, black belts like, and licorice.
Yeah. I gotta hit something. You're lucky you're not this door.
So was there somebody?
The adorable Hulk.
Somebody posing.
The adorable. Yes. Oh, God bless you, Richard. I now have a new nickname. That's fucking
That's
great.
Pretty fantastic. Mark, the adorable.
The adorable Hulk.
And he turns a very plum color.
Yes, exactly. That I do.
So then what?
I can't
did
hurt
they?
You
oh, so what actually
Please
happened?
Yes, sir.
Well, I won't go into the particulars to protect the guilty and the innocent, but it was basically a case of mistaken identity. Yeah.
It must be that singer from that band.
Dude, no, I'm picturing some shirtless meth head is just like, like punching people in the face and being all, "I'm the lead singer of Quinoa." And they don't know what to, you know.
My
name's Mark.
Strangely enough, you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. How did you know?
This time somebody asks you about Chris. It, say, "Fuck yeah, I beat him up." It'll help the reputation for the band.
Right. Oh, that's true, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we need a good reputation.
Yep. Go to Tahoe and beat people up.
Now, have you been playing?
Dude, we're not a rockabilly band.
You say you
play
a couple of shows up there. Is that with Josh Lease put any of those on?
Yeah. He's the person to which I was referring.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
That called me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't beat anybody up.
And I went, "No, he's not the person who thought I beat someone up."
No, he's the guy.
Actually, on the phone, he said something like, I said, "Like, Mark's the nicest person I've ever met in my life."
The adorable Hulk.
Right.
And I'm the adorable Hulk now. So there you go. Which is fine.
Right on.
I'll wear it proudly.
Cool. Josh is a good dude. He puts on a lot of good shows up there.
Yes.
Works really fucking hard.
We've done two with him. We did that show, which was like a post Primus show when Primus
came out. Yeah.
And then we opened for Sasquatch, which is this amazing band from
LA.
Yeah, nice.
Us and them and another band called House
of Broken
Promises. I
think I saw you post something about that. Really
Yeah, that was totally super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
That was at Rojo's, which is a tiny little. Have you ever.
Is it Rojo's or Rojo's?
I don't know. Rojo's.
It depends on where you're from.
I was curious.
Rojo's.
I've heard both people saying
it. Well,
Josh pronounces it Rojo's.
Josh did it that way? All right, I'm going with that.
Josh is white.
Yes.
Josh is very white.
He's extremely white.
But he books there, so.
But he books there, yeah.
He's spoken to the people who run the joint, you'd imagine.
But it's an upstairs, typical Tahoe upstairs bar. Yeah. It's kind of small, and then you go downstairs and play, and the downstairs is really, really small, too.
It was like a pirate.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Like it's like a cavern. It's like
it's like being the inside of like a pirate ship with a bar.
Like where the pirate ship would dock.
I heard it's hard to get your gear in that.
spot. Yeah, there's a 45 degree angle stairwell that goes down into it. Yeah,
and you can only fit one person in it at a time.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, good times.
So switchover was kind of scary.
I don't know how they do shows there.
Yeah, somebody's gonna get hurt.
Somebody ought to buy a PA for the joint
or a dumb waiter. Something.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Those are always fun. But the problem is, those are fun.
Oh, people ride it.
Aww. Yeah.
You get a little drunk. You're not keeping me out of that.
Wait. We get a little drunk and we're not keeping you out of that?
I need everybody to stay sober to stop me from doing that. Sober.
Gotcha.
Who doesn't want to get in a dumbwaiter? It's like Scooby-Doo, you guys. Fuck yeah. I don't know.
Well, right on.
Done. All right, so what do you think's next? Like Sacramento or Los Angeles or go north?
North,
Denver.
I think we'd be more into north, but I'm actually, you know, the more I research stuff like in Sac, there's actually some cool stuff in this kind of style happening there right now.
Because
there's a couple guys, including a guy who's in this band called Church, who book shows there, and they've had like a lot of really cool people. So maybe we'll see.
Right on.
Everyone has friends in Seattle and Portland. Chris used to live up there, and so it'd be pretty easy to go up there and have a good time.
Garrett, didn't you used to live up there too?
No, my dad's side of the family's up there, so I tromped around a lot. But yeah, we definitely have a place or two to stay.
Cool.
Awesome. Nice.
Kenowa's travel plans live on
the off the cuff plan.
Hit me up. Here's
the key to the gun safe. Are you ready?
I know one upcoming show that you guys have got.
We'll
talk about that in just a minute. But do you have anything further out later in the month, top of the new year? Anything like that planned?
God, what's the Lazy Tones take?
Hazy Tones.
Hazy Tones. I keep calling them Lazy Tones.
February 7th.
We are playing
Lazy Tones is a good name too.
Yeah, we are. So we're playing on Jubs again on that day, with this band Hazy Tones.
Hazy Tones,
who are kind of like us, maybe a little more like '60s metal,
maybe
like,
hazier.
Like early.
Cool, yeah.
A little hazy.
And they're from Montreal. They're touring the whole country. They're doing like 45 dates all around the country.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. We're
about two-thirds in, so they'll be pretty fried by the time they come down.
All right, that's perfect. Way to be in Reno.
We'll make them spin the wheel of Jubstice. And
yes, indoctrinate them well.
So far that's the only other thing we have. But we're
cool.
Early in the year, we're going to announce some stuff, I'm sure. Because we're important, we announce things.
Like a press conference.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have any recordings?
I'll take a question from Shelby.
Send us a press release, because I do have an intern and production assistant who handles those kinds of matters.
All right, that's good. I'll have your people talk to my people.
Exactly. Perfect. Hey, Kim, if you're listening, you are. You're up. You have to make contact now.
She pretty much has to.
Yeah, because I'm not doing any of that shit anymore.
Yep.
Obviously.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Hey. She doesn't do that sort of thing much anymore.
That's besides the point.
Well, yeah. We could ask a certain drummer.
How many hickeys do you have?
I was going to ask, do you have any recordings, guys?
Not yet, but at the start of the year, we're going to put some stuff out, and it was recorded completely live.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
And Michael Young from
That's nice. Great.
Was the engineer and recorded it and all that.
Great sound, dude.
Working on it.
So we're going to put out three different little records, as it were.
Throughout the year.
Micro EPs.
Cool.
Micro EPs.
Got to use the hip buzzword lingo.
Looking forward to
micro EPs.
Micro EPs.
Mini discs.
Which sounds kind of...
Are those still around?
I don't think so.
PSPs are still around, so and in some form and fashion they have to be. Mm-hmm. The PSPs are still actually a supported platform. As backwards.
Go on.
I've got a Nokia N-Gage. Would you like to play Snake with me?
Sexually.
Wow. Sexually.
Well, hey, let's take a moment and talk about your upcoming show next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor on a Friday next to you tomorrow. If you haven't already heard, it is Merry Anarchy Winter Ball 2017, a benefit for Emily Reese. Reno, Washoe County School District, former teacher, all-around great lady, parent, and multiple cancer survivor, also dealing with yet another bout of cancer.
She's gone public. It's terminal.
It is terminal. Yeah. And so terminal she's cancer. Like stacking up for her three little birds that, you know, they're older now and they're in their teen years, but like that ain't, that's only halfway through parenting. We all know that shit. So this is setting the nest egg for the kids in the future. So that's part of what this is all about. It's you know, we love Emily. This is the second one we've done for her. And
we just want to party with Emily for a couple of days. She's gonna be there.
She's one of us and always has been. She's been a big supporter of Mary Anarchy for many, many a year. So on Friday night, we've got a great, great, great lineup of starting with the Adorables,
who?
Recent guests of the show. Princess Bombs, Fate Awaits, who? Prince Robot, Swigs, Roxy Collie, Pink Awful, Alphabet Cult, Vague Choir, Aversion Therapy, and the Schizopolitans.
That's a fucking
closing
that's
it
a
out.
Badass lineup on a Friday
God,
night.
That's Friday?
That's
damn.
Just Friday night, ladies and gents.
So stacked.
I have to work Friday, too. That sucks.
Oh,
call in, dude.
I'm going to catch the Schizopolitans.
You fag.
I know. I know, it's awful.
I'm going
to
try to
That's
work
also
Friday,
horrible that you have to work.
That's that joke.
Yeah, it is awful.
Fag it.
Hey, will you settle her down?
So give her some Benadryl.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey.
What's
wrong with her?
Little girl.
No wonder she's grounded.
When you were born, the doctor told me you were retarded. And he said I needed to beat you with the car aerial to keep
I
your...
I am not retarded!
Yes, you are. I have to beat you with this car aerial.
That was Riku in the future.
A doctor told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up. A child psychologist.
When's Riku going to start listening to the podcast? Probably.
Never.
She keeps asking about it.
Never. It came up this Sunday.
Yeah.
She knows how to use the internet and everything.
Did she can barely stand being
do it behind
on
our
it.
Back?
Right. I'm bored of this. That's what she'll say when she listens.
Wow, this show sucks. Like everybody else.
Hey, right. Anyway,
Mary Anarchy. Hi.
Oh yeah, hi. Saturday. Yeah. What we got?
It's not me. I'm trying to stay on.
Yeah,
focus.
For once.
These guys
are.
Yeah. I've turned my show around. All right, Saturday, starting off at 3:30 with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tom Plunkett, followed by Britt Straw, Max Volume, John Frederick, Huckleberry Road, Voodoo Cats.
No, hold
Wait,
on.
What?
Well, let me correct that. Huckleberry Road canceled, but we have, what is it, Trajas Viejas or something? Mm. Anyway, it's John Lutz's band.
Oh, cool.
Lutz from
John Lutz,
Bruca Theater.
The actor.
Yeah.
Actor. That'll be cool.
Elder Statesman.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
So start from Huckleberry Road, who will not be there.
All right. Voodoo Cats.
Yeah.
The Grim Tones. One Ton Dooley.
Fuck. Yeah.
Flood Fire Death Drought. Donkey Jaw. Sans Ami. Kenawa. Reno, We Have a Problem. And closing out with the legendary Vampire.
Oh my god. Dude, both of those days are so fucking badass. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be dead at the end of that.
Yeah.
Because on Friday
what
night,
time's that happening?
It's also my birthday. And on Saturday, I'll be shuffling Riku around to a Christmas concert all afternoon before I get to the show.
Wow. Excuse me, what are we doing?
It's a logistical nightmare. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a silent auction, and we're going to have raffle prizes, and there will probably be a house drink special of some form or another, especially if you ask for one. There's always monkey juice.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Jub-Jubs is they give money to Emily based on the sales. And so the more you drink, the more you contribute.
All of the door and a percentage of the till goes to M. I mean, that's how they've always worked it with us. All of the door and some of the till. They really pimp out for the show every 6 months.
Love you, Jubs.
So if you even show up and can't pay a lot to cover, but you want to buy a couple drinks, know that whatever you spend on drinks will also go to support the cause.
Yeah.
And you'll get in if you can't afford shit. We're cool.
Bring your friends for a laid-back love time. I mean, not laid-back
love time.
What? Laid-back love time.
We're going to have a... And at 12:30, after the vampires, we're going to have a bed-in. Actually, yeah. So bring your onesies.
And on Sunday, we're doing
brunch.
Bring
your onesies and some joints.
That's happening in
the
parking
lot. Yeah, we have a live DJ. DJ Jabberwocky will be there to.
Oh, that's right. Actually, yeah. Yeah, yeah. there is actually an after party both nights.
Yeah. Come in pajamas. I think
that's
the original,
not a bad idea.
Original Mary Anarchy in 2000, that was for Marianne, was an all night pajama party. That was the idea, is that we just play all night into the morning with all the bands.
So, this a return to the old school.
Yeah.
Wear your pajamas, man. It's a pajama jam.
Yeah, let's make it a pajama jam.
Got a scar on my face from that night.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
What hit you?
A brass knuckles.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
What sorry, the fuck?
That's so un-Mary Anarchy. What
it was
happened?
Late. Well,
who?
It was after
was
the
that
show.
Also you know the vocalist who? From Kanawha?
Mark. What did you do?
It was the adorable Hulk, Chewie.
Yeah, bro, I think I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and then all of a sudden Mark Ernest hit me in the face with brass knuckles. I was trying to help a friend that was getting into a fight in the parking lot.
And he was getting in a fight with somebody who had fucking brass knuckles?
Yeah, he was jumped by like six guys.
Dude, wow. If you got six guys, why do you need
at
brass knuckles?
Show?
They don't need brass knuckles. Point. Yeah.
Jesus.
What dickhead showed up at a benefit show to jump somebody?
Fucking naked.
Well, there was a fight in the parking lot that just broke. It was like 3 a.m. and there was an issue.
Was it over a girl?
No, it
drugs,
was over
a
dude pissing in the parking lot, and the doorman at the Zephyr saying to my friend, hey, go tell that guy to stop pissing in the parking lot, and that turned into an argument.
Oh my
turned
God.
Into my friend knocking somebody out in the parking lot and then being jumped by six of his friends.
Oh,
and so I was
shit.
Trying to help him out. And while that was going on, I got hit across the face with breast.
Sounds like a normal Saturday night at the old Zephyr.
It was a good night.
Yeah, pretty much.
I went to the hospital. I got stitches and I got back about 6 a.m. and the Atomics were still playing.
That's about right.
And everyone in the room under over 40 just laughed their asses off.
I did. I missed Gunshot Liquor and Intox that night. That was kind of a disappointing.
The legendary Intox.
Heard tore that place down.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you've never been, night. It's not like that. I've been lots of times. I've never been hit in the face.
No,
with
it's
knuckles.
Rare. Yeah, that was like
it's rare.
It was like the one.
It's happened like it never. It. Happened to
I got into a couple
have we had
there.
Like really
back in the day one. Yeah no. you were always okay we you and I were
would
always
go pass out
wingmen
the back
drinking
truck.
Right
yeah.
On Halloween.
Like I would get involved with altercations over liquor bets and women, and you would be passed out in the truck of your bed of the truck of your car, and then come back after said altercation was over with, and we were all in the oh my god, and then like remembering right after it happened.
That's my favorite time at Zephyr back in the day. It was Halloween, and my friend was wearing like this white angel costume, got in a fight in the bathroom. She comes out covered in blood with no shoes, and I had to carry her out.
Wow.
So I'm carrying this bloody angel to the car, and I was like dressed like Jesus. It was intense. Moses, maybe?
Was
she
okay?
It was intense. She was fine. The other girl, not so much. Then
we get it.
Sounds like a Cronenberg movie.
So the angel kicked ass.
Cool if we get to see a picture
for Wim Wenders goes.
Yeah,
she kicked ass for the Lord.
Good prevails.
Some crazy shit did happen at the Zephyr back in the day.
Yeah, now Z bars for pussies.
Well, I don't know about that, but
we've all.
I doubt anybody.
I'm standing by my.
I got a bloody nose giving a girl a head in the bathroom.
No, I don't. I would like to tell many stories like that, but I'm not going to.
There's only so much time.
Yep.
Wait, speaking of time, let's have another song.
Okay. Yeah,
save us.
Yes.
What's on deck, Mark?
Let's consult the phone. Okay, this is a song called The Boat, and I have to be serious for a few minutes, because this is for our late friend, Josh Thibeau. It's about him. And if you remember that band Otis, who played a bunch?
Yeah.
He was in Otis, and he passed away a few years ago, and Tony wrote the words to this song for him, and we're going to do it. It's called The Boat.
Here we go.
bad.
Damn,
ass.
That was good.
Fuck. Thank you.
That was pretty fucking epic.
Totally.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You feel like driving a dump truck or something.
Yes. Yep. On the gravel road.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just everybody like, I'm going to smoke him if he got him out there in the internet land.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to go make a sandwich after that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Some good car driving music right there.
Yeah, totally.
You got that long road trip, throw that shit in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, then I'm also imagining that this is also a car, like, with, like, spikes and ready for the zombie apocalypse and Mad Max. And there's, like,
what
flames
was that? What was that
and
old PlayStation
diesel.
Game? Twisted Metal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, something yeah. right out of that.
That was a good-ass game.
Yeah, that was a super fun game.
Yeah. They ought to re-release that somehow.
Yeah. For real. That went into, like, there was a metal... A Twisted Metal like 7 or 8. I mean that yeah. that's been a long running franchise. Mm-hmm. They always come up with a new one every few years.
Hmm.
It might have been retired this last console switch over, but I'd imagine it'll come back at some point.
Hmm.
Yep.
There was another game back around then too where you could like you actually got points for running over pedestrians and you'd go into like a stadium and just run through the stands. Carmageddon.
Carmageddon.
That was a fantastic PC game back in the day.
All right.
Access yeah. that one.
Should get Kanan in some video game soundtracks, sounds like.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Any of you video game developers out there listening to this right now?
Yeah.
clearly something with the Hulk, apparently, would be.
Yeah, if there was a game where the Hulk just went around
like
smashing
people. Like
or
an
people.
Anime
like smashing
cute
through
Hulk.
Walls.
Anime cute Hulk.
The adorable the Hulk smashing through walls to give people flowers that yeah, have a butterfly flying off of it at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
You wouldn't like me if I was kind.
Oh, man.
Uncomfortable silence time, number.
Oh, yeah, brought to you by some douchebag who gave us money a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Oh, but nobody's given us money for uncomfortable silences in quite some time.
No.
Yeah, no
if
one's given us money.
If you guys know anybody who wants to.
Or anything.
Tell them to call Rory.
So, yeah, we the sales department. We had to fire the sales guys.
Well, when, yeah. when we get the video game money, we'll kick down.
You
want to
plug our band?
Oh, cool. Thanks. Hey, thank you.
We got some money.
Well, all right. All 11 right. cents. So, ladies He's and gentlemen, I'd like you to go out and see Kenna.
Perfect. We get one syllable.
That was perfect.
I give you a little extra there because it's the first sale. You got a 10% bump there.
Oh, sweet. Take that.
First is 11 cents.
Second syllable. Yeah. To get the full name, we need the full
How many beers can we get with 11 cents? Not very many.
Not even one.
Depends on who you buy them from.
I guess.
And what kind of beer?
Homebrew.
Miller High Life.
So what are you guys looking forward to this holiday season? Christmas is coming up. What do you wish for as a band? If you could all collectively sit on a giant Santa's lap.
Which one of you guys got the meth?
And no, that's just a candy cane in his pocket.
Oh,
whoa.
I'm out.
Bam.
It's 6 feet long, though.
Oh, I'm back in.
Oh, boy.
I mean, collectively and individually, what are your Christmas wishes?
World peace and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's so unlikely. I don't think it's
a giant case of beer.
I think it'd be cool if Reno kept being a cool place to play. It certainly has been the last few years.
It's a dream come true.
And I'm glad that Mike.
The sincerity just carries through
right?
the show.
I wanted to see his face so bad when he said that.
I'm glad that my wife and child haven't figured it out and left me yet, so that's always good.
Hell yeah.
Another awesome. Year of having them fooled.
You make them think it's their idea.
Yeah.
They're still around.
It's their fault.
Chris?
Oh, man.
Bottle of Bullet Rye for Chris.
Right?
Some new bass strings.
That's always good. I usually get one of those, too.
Nice.
I got some people that take care of me around Christmas time.
It's good for every
cigarettes
holiday.
And booze.
Mm-hmm. Just like, numb you. Know me so well. Numb you to make it through the holidays.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys
every holiday
know this, but Chris is also a photographer, right? Artist, a digital artist or something?
Yeah, it's been a bit. I've been focusing a little more on the music lately, but
I hear that.
Definitely still have some pieces for sale.
Chris wishes to make money for the holidays.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Buy one of Chris's art pictures for Christmas.
Yeah, check out my arts.
Where are they even at?
Where can we find your art?
Hanging up in my room at the moment.
One of my favorite galleries to visit.
Right. Yeah. I should probably try and set up
Chris's room.
It's usually pretty crowded when I go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
Wall to wall.
Well, it's creepy when we're just watching them sleep too.
Yeah.
Pussy cats. Yeah, so, wall to wall pussy cats.
But yeah, I have some of the pieces that I have printed out on my Facebook page in a photo album there.
What's your last name, Chris, so people could look you up?
It's pronounced Canal. I'm just joking. it's
like Van Halen. We named it after
Mastriani. Mastriani. Yeah.
Mastriani.
So close.
That's Welsh, right?
He related to the PE teacher from Sparks Middle School.
Yeah.
He is the PE teacher.
Yeah, he was my great uncle or something. Really? Second cousin.
He was a good coach.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people. Yep. I didn't know him very well, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mainstays in Reno.
Yep.
Tony, go to please save this conversation with something quick and witty.
Tony, help me.
As long as I can continue playing with these guys and have a happy home life, and I just got back from a trip seeing my family in West Virginia, so everything's
kick ass.
Good
was
stuff
that?
Right now. It was great. It was awesome, yeah.
East Coast, still there?
It's still there. Yeah, still there. Still there. And then, that's about it. Cool. Looking forward to getting, what I really want is to get the tracks out at the beginning of the year.
There you go.
Excellent Christmas present.
Yep.
And Garrett downstairs.
Weed.
Hi, Garrett.
Yo.
A big sack of weed.
You know, sticky green bud is always good. but, you know, I'm always just glad that my toilet flushes and
man, you're lucky.
Whatever anybody else wants to bring along, a nice bottle of whiskey or...
Golden shower action?
I just like hanging around cool people, and I'm pretty good with that. This whole situation's been really cool, too.
You're
so.
Good with people and pets. You just need a little space to run around in, maybe a yard to dig in and stuff.
I think space, yeah, that's maybe what Something I want for Christmas. I want people to shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
There you go.
Good
luck.
You know?
Yeah, get off your lawn.
Hey, can I, starting with...
Spoken like a true sociopath. Go ahead, Rick.
Starting... Thank you, Lori. I mean, Rory.
Lori!
Hey. Garrett downstairs, how many bands are you in currently, and have you been in other bands before?
I'm just in this one currently, and throughout since maybe 2005, 2006, I've just been in local bands, and this is kind of just my hobby thing. I think maybe the most notably recent thing I did was A Digital Lie, which spanned from 2010 to 2012, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just never really found a cool group of dudes again to, you know, have a good time doing it with. So this has been a good
sexually.
Thing. Totally.
Very cool.
It's got to fit, you know.
Sexually. Yeah.
Sexually.
I mean, you are in a band with the adorable Hulk.
And I just had a mental image, and I'm going to say, Garrett, you're easily the most attractive of all.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
With a shirt off.
Hands down.
Yeah.
We push his ass to the front of the pictures pretty much every time.
Every time.
It's a lot to deal with, but it's doable.
Tony, how about you? The band question. How many bands? And are you just in one band right now?
Yeah, just this. Okay. Right now it's kind of...
You still cooking and stuff? You got anything going on?
I actually am on the verge of
it right now, chefy wise.
Yeah, on the verge of starting. It's still in the fetal stages. A little consulting company with Clint Jolly.
Fuck yeah!
In town. So
he's like doing some rain cooks.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah,
don't talk about it. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, like we just went into Wild River Grill and helped out there for a few weeks.
Right
and,
on.
gave them some pointers and helped them with their recipes.
So food in Reno is just going to keep getting better and better for the foreseeable future?
Hopefully, yes. Yes.
It's got pretty good lately.
Yes, but as of the bands, Mark and I have
Mark
been...
Mark, me Mark.
Sorry, I was having a problem there with the burp that was trying to work its work itself out. Mark and I were in Dirt Communion together way back in the day. Before that, I was in a band called Youngum and Brown, which was just goofy, fun, every time I die kind of stuff. And then and then Garrett and I started jamming. Mark came in. We were in Harvest and the Hunt together.
Yeah.
And then I was in a band called Sae for a minute with Spencer Benavides. It was just a little shoegazer thing. We played Maranarchy 2 years ago.
Actually. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I remember that.
Trevor.
Trevor Barker was the bass player in that. And then this is, you know, Garrett and I got back together just jamming, working our frustrations out in the basement, and started writing some tunes. And Chris has kind of been bugging me for 5 or 6 years to play some music.
Because nobody wants to hang out with him.
you guys know me too well.
And to be frank, I sent him a few of the songs, and first day he showed up, I was like, I kind of kicked myself in the ass because he's a fantastic bass player. Nice. And he brings a lot to the table, too. So
it sounds good and heavy, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You been in other bands before, Chris?
Yeah. Like the last thing I was in, I've been looking for a good project for a few years. The last band I was in was Easter Island Moving Company, and we were like just getting rolling, and then had some stuff go weird on there.
Yeah, Moving Company, just, rolling. I like what you did.
Right?
There.
Ah, I didn't even try to do that, but thanks.
thanks for ruining his flow.
Right?
So, yeah. I have a feeling he's going to get it back. Don't worry.
But not, so just like normal life stuff happens.
Right? Yeah, people had different schedules and
nobody. It was no big beat blow
up.
Yeah,
the part that kills me is we had like a few really good songs written that never got recorded or anything. They just kind
of lost in the midst of time.
They're lost in the air. Yeah, that one always hurts.
That sucks.
I hear that.
But then I found these guys, and like he was saying, the first practice I showed up at. See Mark standing on the porch. I was like, "Oh hell yes, this is gonna be awesome."
Cool.
Because when Tony and I were talking, and we finally just said, "Well, fuck it, I should just sing for you."
Yeah.
Because the band I was in at the time, the Sisters Doom, had broken up about 6 weeks after that, and so we're talking, and he says, "Oh, this guy Chris is gonna play bass too, probably." And I'm like, "Oh, good, and we'll come the same time you do, and it'll be great." Blah blah blah. And I didn't realize who he was because I never recognized the name, but I've actually known Chris for quite a while. Yeah. I just didn't know he was Chris. I just knew him as the bearded guy who makes fun of people at
the
shows.
The drunk guy at shows.
Yes,
that drinks really nice
He's like,
beer.
Oh, you're that right. guy.
Heckles the other bass players.
Yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm.
And only then, you. That's only for you. That's only for you. Okay. I don't heckle you if I don't love you. Like you and Mike Mayhall. I heckle him sometimes too.
Yeah. He's very heckled.
He's a good bass player.
Fucking A.
But then we saw each other and went, oh, haha. It was very funny. And then we went from there.
Yeah.
And Mark, you've been in how many bands? Let's go through the
in
list.
My entire life. Hey,
just right now. There is a time limit.
This is right. That's true. Huh? This is in my life. This has got to be like 15 or 16, probably.
Holy
now.
Shit. Yeah, just name off some of your favorites.
Just Reno?
Yeah.
I can do Reno from the time I moved here forward.
All right.
There you go.
Grow, Vitriolics.
Yeah, that's when I met
Mr. Vague. Vague Choir.
Still currently
still,
in production.
Yep, still. Yeah.
Playing
still,
Friday. The,
playing
tomorrow
the,
night.
How
playing,
many years
playing the Friday,
has that been going?
Vague Choir? I think we're on like 7 right now. Mm-hmm. Although...
many incarnations.
Yeah. At the end of Mr. Vague, it was pretty much the same lineup as Vague Choir. And so really I've been playing with Jason and Marcus for like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Fuck.
And then Dirt Communion, and then Harvest and Hunt, and Sisters Doom. I think that's everybody.
In Kanawha.
Yeah, in Kanawha.
Damn. It's Kanawha.
Kanahu.
Your band is Kanawha. The same
age.
Kanawha. Your band is the same age as my child.
What's that?
Your 6 months?
Yeah, I know. Is that funny?
My child.
I know.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
I have a really.
No, that
we're among friends, including the five people listening. So I have a funny story regarding my age that involves Garrett. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
This is a good one.
So Garrett was also in Harvest and the Hunt, and I was too at first as well. And so we're talking, and I'm asking Garrett. God, no, I can't remember it. See, fucking old age. Garrett, were you, what year were you born in?
October of 1988, sir.
Yes. And I said, oh, that was the year I started dating my wife. I think it broke the ice so much that I fell through the ice and Garrett wanted to fucking kill me because he was in a band with the elderly Hulk and it was bad. Well, it's fine. But I think that's all. I think
Mark
that's all.
Banner.
Yeah, 88. I'm
Mark
say,
Banner.
That's the year I graduated eighth grade.
That's the year I graduated.
I was five. I was five in 88.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
I've always been the baby in these situations, so I'm used to it.
Don't worry, my wife was three.
They're there.
Well, I think one of my favorite stories about Mark's family and whatever, we were in Dirt Communion, booked this big Halloween show at the Knitting Factory, and all the bands decided that they wanted to do a dress-up theme for each band. So I got pretty drunk one night, and I was like, hey, you know what we should do is we should find the theme music for Thunder from Down Under. And we should all just come out in jeans and oil ourselves up shirtless and come out. Because at that point, Dirt Communion was saying that we were the heaviest band in Reno by weight.
That's probably pretty accurate.
And it was true.
Look at that. Stanglin was in that, right?
Yeah, and Dan Bishop.
And that was before he had really lost a whole bunch.
Yeah, that was before he lost the weight. And Dan Bishop, who's like 6'4".
Bishop is huge, yeah.
And Logan, who doesn't live here anymore. But we were all... Yeah.
Hefty boys.
We all liked food and drink.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I brought this to the table, and everybody kind of chuckled or whatever. Mark was like, no. My daughter is about to start high school. Yeah. And if this hits the internet anywhere,
that'd be embarrassing.
She's ruined.
God, I really got to think about shit like that soon.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Because there's a lot of embarrassing thing of me.
You're so screwed.
Yeah. No, what I'm not, I don't mind it at all, but
she's so screwed.
The internet.
My daddy is the best.
Aww. Yeah. Fucking right.
Yeah, but it'll be funny when her little boyfriends and their rock bands want to come onto my podcast.
No, I have I have a feeling the podcast is just going to become you interviewing any boy that asks her out.
Oh, then we'll do like
the test.
A monthly Inquisition episode where it's just a line of young men going out Rick's front door.
You say it laughing. Make now, sure, when no, you start doing
make
it.
Make sure you clarify with the neighbors
my
what you're doing.
She's an awkward fool, she won't attract that many boys.
Dude, nerd action is so hot right now. Fuck. She's gonna be this nerdy little smart girl with beautiful blonde hair.
She doesn't shower or think of others, so it's like the hygiene and politeness thing.
Dude, it's Reno. Sorry, come on.
That combination.
You just described everybody. You just described everyone in the hip parts of town.
Dude, but
have you been to CeCe's yet?
With all the stories we've heard of people losing their virginity on this show, one of these days, that's going to be...
My daughter.
Oh, my God!
I know.
That's so awful! Yeah. I don't want that ever to happen. I just want her to stay...
Well, let's just dip her in bronze then,
right.
And just keep her the way she is now forever with that... pleasant look on her face as we dip her into the molten bronze.
Oh, my God. It's so horrifying.
There's nothing reverse about this cowgirl.
No.
Yeah, and you have her say all of this shit every year. You are contributing to your worst nightmare.
Did you guys go to church this weekend?
It's funny.
They did, and Riku got a B+.
She did so good. She did so good, you guys.
What was it like?
She was hella. She kind of paid attention. And when she asked what she talked, it was questions about what was actually happening. Not like what are we getting for food afterwards and shit like that. And what do you think about this? And I like, and with Stranger Things and blah, blah, blah. Like she's always talking about something else. It was fucking really great. And then Phil, my friend who I go to church with, who I never get to talk to anymore because now every church is always about Riku. But he was sitting next to us and he goes, Riku, you've been really good this whole service. And from that moment forward, she was terrible. As soon as we gave her any positive input.
The secret to good behavior is ignoring it as long as possible. When it's over and you're transferring her over to me, it is then appropriate to reward her. Because if it all falls apart, then you're done with her. And it's like, I just have to deal with her failing. And that's just normal because I don't think she can succeed anyway.
She was awesome. Wow. She was really good. It was really fucking great. And we didn't give her a ton of cookies and candy and stuff this time. So,
well, there you go,
guys.
That could be part of it.
All right. So I go to draw. Okay, I listened to the Thanksgiving episode where Uncle Rick outed Riku and all the snacks and everything that she has. And
who was our guest that week?
Rory wasn't here. Who was
Well, he listened to the episode.
I did listen. That was that was the
did
the
you
failure
really
machine.
Listen?
Failure machine. Okay.
Okay. Pretty good show.
It was a failure
now
machine.
Now I believe
episode.
You.
Yeah. No, I listened to it on fucking Thanksgiving. Like, meh.
Yeah, it was a good show though.
It was. I laughed a lot listening to you guys. And Rick is going on about how she eats so much food. However, I will like to point out that while I told Riku I'd buy her something at Java Jungle this week or the Jungle this week. As we're looking at the display and the menu and all the things available, I'm like pointing out the small little Danish or this, that, and the other thing. And Uncle Rick's like, hey, look at that ham and cheese croissant that's as big as your fucking face.
And all I was thinking was the sugar content. The sugar content was low. It had no frosting.
It was a bigger meal than I would be able to consume at lunchtime.
AKA more expensive.
Well, there's that too. Uncle Rick points out the biggest, most expensive things to get her. Get her like the $2 cracker.
A little bit. Let's look through the day old basket.
$2
exactly.
cracker.
You've got a lot to learn about being an Uncle Rick.
I'm terrible.
$2
no,
cracker,
you're supposed to spoil
Uncle
Rick.
Them. Is Kid Rock coming up next?
No, what's coming up next is Kinoa playing another song.
Oh. Hooray!
Okay. Excellent. What are we playing? So, what are we going for, Mark?
So the phone says that this is a song that we actually haven't recorded, so we're premiering a song.
Ooh,
with
really?
With me fucking up the words on your
ladies
fabulous
and
show.
Gentlemen, after six right. seasons and 30 some odd episodes, yet another Worst Little Podcast exclusive. Usiv, usiv.
Usiv, usiv. And it's called The Back and Forth.
Time and rusty, lost and found in the back and forth.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I was waiting for another.
Yeah. I
thought there was
always so many false endings you can really do.
Yeah. This is some fun music you guys got here.
Thank you.
I'm digging it.
Kick ass.
Thanks.
You guys, if you practice a little more, you might get real popular.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, if you're popular, a lot of times magazines ask you some questions.
Really?
Yeah, in the form of a quiz.
Oh, this quiz.
Mr. Spagnola, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask the bandmates a bunch of awkward, unusual, and very silly questions and use that information to judge them silently and in public. Are you ready to play? Your consent is neither required nor necessary.
Come on,
makes sense.
All right, Lauer, calm it down over there.
Whoa. Hey, I do not have a little button that'll lock the door.
We are locked in a room with you right now, though.
The door is not locked. It's locked from the inside.
By the way, this is ostensibly radio, so Rory just opened the door, in case you didn't get that joke.
Thank you. I opened the door because I'm the closest one.
Visual jokes
it.
Are the best on this show.
I am, however, just so everybody knows, I am in my traditional podcast uniform, which is nothing but a bow tie.
Damn, he looks good.
Every
good,
week.
You've been doing your sit-ups.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody noticed.
Yeah, thanks.
But not with his hands.
Oh.
Face faggot!
What?
Mark, I may have asked you some of these questions before, but please play along like I have not. What is the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
Oh, album, like the full.
Like I mean, you're old enough that it was vinyl.
It
was
with
a slipcover and liner notes.
Does Tooth Fairy money count as your own money?
Yeah. A 45 or an LP, any of it.
So the first 45 I ever bought with my Tooth Fairy money was Mind Games by John Lennon, because I like the Beatles from birth.
Sure.
And the B-side was this weird song he does called Meat City, which you should look up because it's really cool. Meat City.
M-E-A-T?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's what I got for losing a tooth.
Cool. How much the fuck money did you get for losing
a
tooth?
Wow.
Back in the day, that was a lot.
I got a...
You got to remember, back in 1925.
Yeah, I know, shit.
You're older than me, and I only got quarters.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking.
I got a quarter. My
parents love me. Really.
My daughter got a quarter.
There's a big difference there.
My daughter in the 2000s got a quarter of fucking tooth.
Well, you're,
no
you're a fucking cheapskate.
Of weed.
No reason a five-year-old needs no $10 bill. Chris, same question to you. What was the first album you ever purchased with your money?
I think with my own money, the Metallica Black Album.
Nice.
I think that was the first
solid
one
answer. It's a base
money.
Hit. You get to first base with us on that.
Mark, you're still ahead at this point.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, big time.
mine was with my own money. I think it was Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, because my uncle had it, and I loved it, and I got it and hid it from my mom.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. But it was on CD. It wasn't like...
Sure, that's fine. But illicit music is the best music.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we have to give him points for deception.
Not as good as Mark, though. Garrett.
Get that strong.
Pretty strong, though.
Close.
My first was I mowed this old asshole's lawn.
Is that an Elton John song?
Or is that a euphemism for another kind of job?
Yeah, I thought that was the band. Wait, that's not the band?
No, correct. In regard to our own money, I had this old piece of shit. I remember, I think I was like,
oh, that's
almost 9 years old, and I mowed his fucking lawn, and he gave me some cash.
Did he touch you?
Did he take you downstairs for popsicles?
You do sound really angry. Did he keep telling you to get off his lawn?
If he did, yeah. Well, luckily the lawnmower was louder than him. But if he did, I buried it somewhere deep. But
sexually.
But I remember I went. I don't know why, and this is kind of embarrassing, and I probably won't score any points. But the first album I bought with my own money was Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Yeah,
awesome.
You just won. No, dude, that's huge. That was one of my very first albums.
That was kind of embarrassing.
Not the first, but in my top, my first
five.
It
sold more albums than any other album, didn't it?
That was one of the biggest selling
albums.
That's
like one of the best Michael Jackson records, too. I mean,
period.
Yeah. That's all right. I've heard better.
And the picture of him with that like white tiger on the inside, like
the ankle socks
in the white suit, sparkly. And is that it was that fold out picture of him?
First time he had
like,
a glitter glove or whatever, studded glove. But then rock good with
answer.
You,
good fucking, answer.
Yeah, it's
shook your body down to the ground. No, that wasn't on that, was it?
No, that's wrong. That had say the one, the song that began the betrayal.
No, wasn't that on Thriller? Say was on
that
Thriller.
Isn't
say,
that what he said?
Say was on.
No, it was on Thriller. Say was.
Was it? No, yep. No, it was The Girl Is Mine.
That's on there too.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
That's on Thriller.
Both horrible Paul McCartney.
Oh wait, is it say on Paul McCartney's record?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on a really shitty Paul McCartney.
Hey, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Someday I'm going to have your
once again,
music.
Only people under 40. Over 40, rather.
Yeah, that was good. All you guys, high scores on that last round.
All right. Garrett, which era of David Bowie would you bone down with?
Whoa.
Would I bone down with?
Yes, which era of David Bowie?
How many eras were there? Jesus.
I'd say I wasn't around for any era, so I would have to say...
old pruny man.
Probably...
cancer-ridden and weak.
When he was hanging out at non-official LGBT get-togethers, and... no, I don't know.
Not a Bowie fan.
Okay.
No, I'm a Bowie fan, but I wasn't... Not that particular, no.
So right. Probably Ziggy Stardust or something, right?
Which era of Bowie would you bone down with? Like say Bowie's sexually assaulting you. That's the
Goblin King for sure.
Okay.
Oh shit.
The package.
Good answer.
The package. Yeah.
Well, the haircut.
If he's sexually assaulting me, I'm definitely going with Black Star because he wouldn't have been able to put up a fight. Well, no.
It's hard to keep it up when you're on hospice. So,
there's that. Margo, which era of Bowie would you bone down with?
Bowie would. Well, I think I'd probably do Tin Machine because I like guys with beards. Sorry, Chris. And
sorry for liking me.
It's a metal thing.
That's good.
Kinawa never played a show.
Yes. And then Kinawa broke up immediately after.
Mark, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Yes.
God. What a morbid fucking question.
And that's also assuming that he doesn't go get to heaven. He's stuck in purgatory.
Well, we know that.
Who wouldn't want to haunt upon their death? Like, wouldn't that be fun?
So much fun.
That's the premise.
I guess I would haunt Jubs and do mischievous things there.
Yeah. And then Jubs would become like this weird like Virginia City attraction, like the Bucket of Blood. Be like, come see Mark fucking knock over whiskey bottles.
Come see the adorable Hulk break legs.
Sometimes we see this vision of him standing on the bar singing.
Yeah, imagine that.
It's somehow Bay Choir plays on the jukebox all the time, and it's not even on there.
Every time.
What the fuck?
Every time we go to mop the floor, somebody takes the mop and throws it out in the alley.
Oh, that's been me.
Chris,
where
would you haunt?
I would have to haunt Mastroianni Drive just because of the namesake factor. And
would you wear a cape while doing this?
Probably.
Like, yeah.
You would be the phantom of Mastroianni Drive.
Yeah, I feel like you have to do that when haunting Mastroianni Drive.
Tony?
You got the train around.
I would probably haunt some friend of mine that's just going to outlive me and just fuck with him all the time.
Since you're dead, you know how long all your friends are going to live and just pick the one who's alive the longest.
Yeah, and just... And then do little shit, like...
Drink the rest of his soda.
Watch him jack off.
Like, grab their phone, smoke, wait till they've searched for it for like 20 minutes, and then put it same spot they thought it was at in the first place.
Exactly.
Nice. The first spot's always the last spot.
Garrett, upon your demise, where would be the scene of your haunting?
Somewhere that served alcoholic beverages. somewhere where a lot of people were at once, so I could go by and grab all the chicks' skirts and blow on the back of their neck and fuck with everybody.
Coachella.
Day. So you're saying you'd
go to the White House.
You'd hang out with other spirits.
Maybe. No, I'm just gonna be fucking dead, and that'll be it. So
you're giving me nothing. That old timey music Rick plays went really good with that joke.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And it has about as much dust as well. What is your favorite form of pork, Garrett?
My favorite form of pork?
Yes.
Bacon, for sure.
Bacon.
Why not?
Tony?
Ooh, the chef.
The chef.
Katsu. It's a Japanese, like, cutlet, breaded, fried. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, breaded fried pork is always a good thing.
Fuck that cat.
To keep some variety in, I'll say pulled.
Pulled pork, very good.
Pulled pork is strong. Excellent.
Sexually.
Yeah, we were all thinking it. Thanks, Zumba.
I wasn't even going with it.
I made some pulled pork earlier.
I'm sure.
There's a special. Do you put it between two buns?
And then there's coleslaw sauce.
I probably let some pulled pork blow me.
There's another drop for Rick.
Mark,
how can I even follow that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You could just say pork butt and then let everybody giggle.
Okay, perfect. Pork butt.
Good one.
Okay. Mark, what's the most unusual place you've made whoopee? I'm using the old-timey phrases with the older folks.
Yes, thank you very much. It'll help trigger my memory.
And in the butt, Bob, does not count as an answer.
I was going to say in the butt, Chuck.
In the back of a vault.
In the back. I was going to say somebody's going to say it.
It's the most unusual place.
The most unusual place. See, I'm pretty milquetoasty. I don't know if I really have anything.
Like the kitchen?
sure.
Or is that even too risky?
Milquetoast kitchen, I get it.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Well, Milquetoast was also a roach that lived in the kitchen at the end of Bluff County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that one.
Nice obscure reference.
I lost my virginity. Bloom
County was one of the greatest things
you
ever.
Revelation.
Lost
can you say
my
that
virginity
again?
On a trampoline?
That's excellent. Ooh. That's a pretty unusual place, and especially for a virginity. That gets an extra 5 points.
Boom.
Tony.
Well, I used to cut this old asshole's lawn. No, I'm joking.
You know, I used to have this young kid mow my lawn.
On top of a bar when the bar was closed, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Local or?
Recently?
No comment.
Gross.
Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The most unusual place.
Unusual place you've
made
done
a whoopee.
I made a whoopee?
That's had sex in the
fucking
terms of 60s game shows, okay?
You did humpy.
Oh.
You did humpy?
Took the chubby train to Pound Town.
Airplane for sure. Way too tight quarters.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Good fucking
like
you.
Bathroom
in the bathroom?
Or in the seats?
Yeah,
I'm drinking to that.
Oh, okay, the Mile High Club.
Bathroom.
Cheers. Yeah, Chris and I'll drink to that.
Cabin pressure. Not what I thought it would be for sure. Yeah. I felt like I was in a Vince Vaughn movie. Definitely.
Old school too.
Yeah, that's probably my most weird one. Yeah, for sure.
That's school in air.
That's a good one. let's see. All right. I just got a couple more questions here. If you're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer it to be, Garrett?
Ralphie May, for sure.
Wow.
Nice. Instant answer. I like that confidence. Tony?
Pryor.
Ooh.
Pryor, for sure.
I like that.
Chris? Not Louis C.K.
Don't worry. He wouldn't have the pants on.
Right.
If he's gonna go with the game show theme, wah, 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 wah.
Is it okay if I just do this while you die?
Fuck. I'd be like, sure.
I didn't think he'd care because you're
Mark.
Oh, that was your answer.
anyone who's not Louis C.K.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. That's a big list. I'd pick Bill Hicks.
That's a real good one. Nice.
Unfortunately, the correct answer is, of course, Jerry Lewis. The Day the Clown Cried to be coming out 10 years after his death. Looking forward to that release date.
It's going to make it okay to be in my 50s.
This question is just a big teaser for that movie.
We're going to keep the podcast going
right until that movie comes out.
Whip that out later.
And we're quitting.
All right, now we're going to jump over to some... Oh, does anybody else have any questions they really need answered? Should we go to rapid fire?
Let's go to rapid fire.
Okay. Rapid fire, all right.
And we've asked Mark so many things already.
I know.
That's true.
But it's like I tried to give him questions he hasn't had before this time around.
That's good.
So let's go with Harvey Fierstein or Nathan Lane.
Harvey Fierstein.
Nathan Lane?
Fierstein.
Garrett?
Don't know either.
How fucking young are
Next
you?
Question.
88.
88.
Drain and Mark's second date.
My brother's younger than that. He's 92 and he knows this shit.
Did you want me to lie?
Star Wars or Star Trek, Garrett?
Neither.
Wow, you're just sinking to the bottom of this cliff like a stone.
Wars.
All round. Okay. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Okay, even split.
Ozzy, you said Ozzy that right as Dio. He pointed at you.
Ozzy Dio. Or Dio? Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Dio.
Dio.
There you go.
Wow.
AIDS or cancer?
Like what I'd prefer? Or...
Yes.
Yeah. Like what do I find more hilarious? Like what the heck is this?
No, which would you prefer?
I suppose AIDS because it's faster.
No thanks.
Cancer.
Right. Not answer.
Cancel. Let's get it over with.
Okay. All right. Beat up or arrested? Mark.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Arrested.
That is good.
He's
that
cataloging all the times both have happened.
That is golden.
Which wins?
Would you rather give a hand job or a blowjob?
Rather give a hand job or a blowjob?
Give.
Handjob.
Did you say get or give?
Give. Because get, the answer is always blowjob. Yeah. So no, give.
No thank you, but I can handy
not
if
from
you
a girl with a tooth infection.
And Garrett?
I'll take advantage of my calluses and take handjob.
Take a handjob for 100, please.
Mark, vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf.
Vampire.
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Ooh.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
Beer or weed?
Beer.
Shit.
Beer.
Tony's on
weed's
even.
Legal you now, folks.
I know.
You went beer.
You won't be in trouble for admitting.
Cheers, man.
Garrett.
Both.
Yeah. Ferris or Ducky?
Ducky.
If you don't understand the question, just say so. Okay.
Is this who I'm beating up?
Ferris. Is that?
A good but extra points for a great interpretation.
Ducky for the hand job.
Don't know what either is.
Oh, yeah, I didn't figure you would.
Let's do one for the young guy. Like, okay.
Gay or ginger?
Oh. That's a good one.
Gay or. Wait.
Like, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh.
Be a homosexual.
Oh, you gotta be that. You gotta be that.
Ginger.
Right?
But gays can get married.
Gay. Gay. For
I'm already
sure.
slightly ginger to the face, so ginger.
So like, you
well, you like it in your face.
Hey, hang on a second, though. This is interesting because you asked this before one of these times.
Okay? I've asked that one many times.
And what's... Maybe I'm naive, but what's the big deal about being ginger?
Yeah, it's like
they're soulless.
What does this suck?
Yeah, the soullessness.
They get cancer and they're moly.
Have you not met Garrett?
They do not get cancer.
They do so.
They're assholes or bitches or they soul sucking vampires.
People are mean to them and people are mean to gay people. So decide.
Oh, it's like
which isolated and picked upon group would you rather be a part of?
Oh,
I see. Okay, thanks. That explains nothing, but okay.
Look up Kick a Ginger Day.
The question is
no,
designed.
I'm not even kidding. Man. Look up, on Google some other time. Look up Kick a Ginger
some
Day.
Some racist
it'll
ass shit right there.
Yeah, no
it totally is.
That's not cool.
The question is designed to make me feel better about being gay.
and not having red hair.
Right.
There it is.
Right.
Oh,
look up
boy.
Finger a Ginger Day. That's a bunch Nick. Of better holidays.
Is there a Finger a Gay Day?
It's Rick? Every day.
Rick?
Good point.
Rapid fire, Nick. I thought you had something.
Wow. Well, fully. I have stuff, but I already.
Oh, pizza or tacos?
Mine already came up.
Pizza or tacos? That's tacos.
Because Rick's great with the shit. Underwhelming questions.
Fucking pizza. Damn it.
Tacos.
Tacos.
That's brutal. Like, tacos are really fucking good.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Can we just fold a pizza in half?
Oh, yeah. That's
chewy.
Taco pizza. Yeah.
Strangely enough, that was part of my reasoning for going pizza.
Asphalt or concrete?
Like, you can put.
All right. No.
Well, for what?
The quiz is over. That's the end of the quiz. Chewy's
it's your
question.
Ass's fault.
No, I got caught up in the moment. Sorry, guys. Let me
I'm going to tabulate some scores here real quick.
With your dick.
I just flopped my dick on the calculator. That's how I add your scores. Let's just say, Chris and Tony, thank you for your participation. You were not the big winner nor the big loser.
Shucks.
Drum roll, please. Coming in with an excellent, excellent score of negative 50 points. Garrett's a big loser this week, and Mark's our first place winner.
Good Mark. Yay.
Hey, congratulations.
Garrett just lost all of his points, like, in the middle of that show for being young.
And if we redo this thing, then... Never, my joke's not even as cool as that. So
let's change gears and have another Kinawa song.
Okay, good.
What's up next?
Now that we all hate each other, and are suspicious of their motives...
it's my new favorite.
So this is a song that is going to be on the Kenna Hoo Hoo's record. and it's called Kenna Hoo Hoo.
I might suggest a pronunciation scheme on the cover of the album.
Like pronounced Leonard
Skinner. Like in an album. Right.
So this is called Beast Out. Don't you know it's true?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a record of this stuff. Drive to in the desert. Destination yes. Nowhere.
Ed, just, Ed, yep. Ed, going on 20 years here, Mark. God damn, you've got a great voice.
Yeah,
your still timber, rocking. Your range, power. Your control. Like it just, it's fun to listen to you. As another you, singer, it's your pleasure.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for somebody to mow his lawn.
but I'm looking for a really insolent 9-year-old to do it.
Right.
To keep the tradition alive.
Time window's closed, buddy.
Yeah, mine's 11. I'll have a 9-year-old in about 9 years.
Oh, that's true. Yes, yes. Hopefully I'll still be around.
29-year-old now.
There's somewhere there's a joke about 29-year-olds, like just
like 29-year-olds.
Correct. Yeah, that's good.
That's a lot of grass.
Yeah, it's
namaste, namaste.
Yep. Namaste, right here, and not namaste. Say what I'm thinking.
Namaste.
So coming up this week, who cares what you have planned? We have Merry Anarchy planned
right.
Friday yes. and Saturday. Please,
be a good time.
Show Mark. Up.
Doing double duty, bay yep. choir on Friday.
I will be doing duty, yes.
Duty.
I bet he does.
Not whoopee.
Once each duty. Day.
Yes, it exists.
But possibly not at Jump.
Hey, he could do both.
Double duty.
Nick and I will be there all day, along with our co-host, the lovely and talented Mr. Elgin Alway.
Nice.
He is lovely.
He's been a great third co-host and on the show with us for the last couple years.
Fuck
here.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, he's a good personality.
Yeah.
Great mustache.
Yeah.
And one of the best voices in town, like, for real.
Yeah. He should be a radio guy. He's got that deep voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's totally funny and, like, very energetic and a real supporter.
We are having a bunch of comics both weekends, too.
Yeah. There's a handful of comics. They don't have the names on me, so don't quiz me on that.
They're up on the page if you look on the Facebook page.
Some local comics. In between bands.
We're looking forward to having a great time. I'm turning 44. Emily's family needs our help, and it'll be a lot of great rock and roll. So please come on out and let's party like it's 1990. What?
88.
1988.
Not 9.
Yes.
The year of choice, apparently.
Party like it's 1988. It's going to involve a whole lot of Fear of a Black Planet and Hammer Pants.
Fuck yeah.
The Cult Electric. That was a good year.
If you guys don't mind, we're going to go out with a song. So, for Kinawa, or how do you want to say it, Nick?
Kanaw.
Kanaw.
That's how I'm saying it.
Okay, Kanaw. All right. Well, now I'm wrong the whole show.
No, yeah. No.
It doesn't matter.
For Kanaw.
What's that, like some sort of yogurt drink
Nick, for Rick, for Chewy, for the interns, and Kim. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and life is short. I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And now we play a song, and it's called...
And that's your lead-in. You're supposed to just go.
Oh, well, it didn't work out that way. It's called Mass Hypnosis. Here we go.